You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10pm with Alex Dunn, Paddy Aspel, David Nolan and Ollie Pimlott joining you throughout the course of the day. We have Chepstow, Musselburgh and Lingfield on Friday afternoon. We've got the Hunter Chase card at Cheltenham in the evening, accompanied by jumping at Fontwell, and two meetings over in Ireland as well, Cork and Downpatrick. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Dale Gibson. Hi Dale.
Hi Mark, how's things?
Yeah, all good, thank you. All good. Flat season really kicking up a gear now.
Yes, we had the usual fare in April, which apart from the odd fixture wasn't that exciting, but no, we're really gearing up now. Got heaps of racing coming up, and first classic of the season at Newmarket with the 2,000 guineas and the 1,000 guineas on Sunday. So yeah, plenty going on.
Yeah, we'll have a look at the markets for those two races before we get stuck into Friday's action. The first classic of the season, as you mentioned there, the 2,000 guineas. Non-runner money back as well on the William Hill website with the decks out for that. Churchill 5-4 at the top of the market. Our Care is 4-1. It's 4-1 as well for Barney Roy. Eminent 9-2. 16-1 Dream Castle, and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. And market confidence really gathering behind Churchill now.
Yeah,
5-4. The vibes seem that he's going to be primed to go for his first start.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it? I mean, he was an outstanding 2-year-old. He's won on the track. Things look good for him at this moment in time. You've got to give plenty of respect to Alwood Care. Andre Farb, he's won it a couple of times before. He's unbeaten. He won pretty well on debut in France 3.5 weeks ago. But he's taking on the big boys here, and Churchill is a proper racehorse, and he's going to be hard to beat.
Yeah. What do you make of the two trial winners, if you like? Barney Roy won the Greenham and Eminent won the Craven. Give either of those two a chance?
Yeah, Barney Roy won well. He did win very, very well, coming back up to a mile. Eminent, his course and distance form, he gave me the impression he already wants a mile and a quarter, Eminent. He won well, but he's got to improve. He'll be in the money, but I think he'll be staying on late in the day.
Okay, so Churchill the pick?
Churchill should win the 2,000 guineas.
Let's look at the fillies version then. The 1,000 guineas comes up at Newmarket on Sunday, and Rhododendron is the 7-4 market leader, being well backed as well from 2-1 into 7-4 over the last 24 hours or so. 6-1 for Daban, Fair Eva 6-1, 8-1 for Winter, 10-1 Dabyar and Hydrangea, 11-1 Talayeb, 14-1 or bigger prices for the others. It's all about that man again. Aidan O'Brien's got another ridiculously strong hand, and Rhododendron seems the main hope.
Been well backed again. Won the fillies mile last season, and you know, she's a proper horse, and you can see why she is so strong in the market. You've got to give Daban a bit of a chance. Off the back of the Nell Gwynn at Newmarket, trained by the master trainer in John Gosden. Fair Eva, who was pretty consistent last year, finished the year being second in the Rockfell Stakes at Newmarket. She's runs to a level of form, and I think she'll give you a run for your money. But the big punt's been Winter, who was second to Hydrangea on debut at Leopardstown, and must have improved dramatically for that run, because she's been smashed off the boards this week. And you would imagine she's the likely each way horse here, but great if you've got 25s, not so great if you've got 8s.
Yeah.
I would look at maybe just seeing what the prices are on the day, just see if there's any weakness here. I mean, Rhododendron is the obvious one. She's the real class act. You know, if Winter maybe drifts out to 10-1, there was a reason why she has been smashed up. And of course we haven't altogether knowledge of the draw yet. I get the impression it's not going to be a massive field, but just in case you do get drawn out on a wing, let's just see where the draw is. But I'll go Rhododendron to win, but keep your eye on the prices at the last minute.
Yeah, see if that gamble continues on Winter. Only had the 4 starts so far, only one under the care of Aidan O'Brien, and that was a good second behind Hydrangea, whose form ties in with Rhododendron, so it all kind of fits together, doesn't it? It's interesting that they've backed that one. What do you make of Fair Eva, the Frankel filly, who started last season really... looked really exciting, kind of went a little bit wrong at the end of last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't quite progress, did she, from mid-season to the end of the season? She didn't do a whole lot wrong, but you know, she got beat at York, did nothing wrong, and then she was second in the Rockfell Stakes. Again, didn't do a whole lot wrong. She runs the track well. She'll like handle the ground, which again is going to be good fast ground. I think you'll get a run for your money. She's priced accordingly. She's priced accordingly, and I think she's maybe got to improve a little bit on what she did at two to be as competitive in a classic at three.
I don't think you ever get a bad guineas, but I think they look really good guineas this year.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. No such thing as a bad guineas.
Anything else on your mind before we move on?
Not overly, no. Just plenty going on, and you know, the new season, Jockeys Championship starting on Saturday at Newmarket. Sylvester D'Souza, probably a worthy favourite. Paul Hannigan will be up for the job. Paul's had a good start to the year. Jim Crowley's got plenty of horses to ride, and there might be a turn up like there was last year when Jim was champion jockey. So there's plenty to go at. Heaps of racing day in, day out now. I mean, it's just morning, noon and night, which is good at giving punters a choice. It's giving connections a chance, and yeah, so you can't complain. But sun's out. Got nothing to complain about, have we, really?
No, we haven't. It's great stuff. Let's get stuck into Friday's action then. The first race that we're going to look at is at Musselburgh. It's 3 o'clock, and this is a Class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for the 3-year-olds, and I suppose the obvious starting point here will be Artek, the Fahi runner, who absolutely hosed up last time.
Hosed up at Beverley. Absolutely shot the race to bits. Interestingly enough, had the first time with a tongue tie on. Now, whether he's got a little bit of a breathing problem, whether there was another issue or not, but the tongue tie just keeps the stops a bit from going under the tongue, and Artek has got to be the one to beat. Really, the difficulty is here for him. He's going from Beverley, which is stiff track, to a sharper track, but I think he's got enough pace for Musselburgh. Proud Archie, he battled away when he won at Beverley the other day, but his best form is at Beverley. He's 2 out of 2 there. So now he's got to go to a sharper track where he may not be as handy. He ran all right at Ripon on a couple of occasions, but just things have got to drop right for him. He's a little bit higher in the weights. And interesting enough here, if you look at the ratings, both Thomas Crammer and Proud Archie are allowed into this race. I've mentioned it here on William Hill before. They are rated above the ceiling. The ceiling is 80, but they're both rated above it. But it allows them into the race 1 and 2 pounds above the ceiling, which is great for punters because there's 8 runners. So 8 runners gives you an each-way option. So really, really good initiative by the BHA. So far, since December, there's been over 600 additional runners because of this rule. Nice. That's got to be a good thing.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And it's giving punters a chance because the horses at the top are theoretically going to have a fairly good chance because they're taking on horses that are inferior to them in handicaps. But we've got a wide cross-section of horses here. We've got a Stone and Five from the top weight to the bottom weight, and we've got horses to look at.
I like it as well because it kind of bridges the gap between moving from, say, a Class 4 to a Class 3 because they get to have one more crack at it to
sometimes,
progress further.
Yeah. And sometimes they go up in class and not good enough.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they have to come back down to where they were. So really good initiative. I'm very much behind it, and I long may it continue. But I would say Artek is the one to beat because he won so well last time.
Yeah, won by 7 lengths last time. If you can build on that under just £6 more, then you'd say he's got a great chance there. The 3:20 at Chepstow is up next. This is a Class 4 handicap. It's over a mile. Again, we've got 3-year-olds in action for this one. And I thought this one was a little bit more tricky than the previous race.
Yeah, trappy. I mean, there's a couple of horses off the all-weather. Habad, he won off 70s, off 75 here. He hasn't run this year yet from the Hannon Yard. Hannon does so well at his local track at Chepstow. Arctic Sea from the Paul Cole Yard. Again, he's coming off Kempton Park, £3 higher than winning last time. But the horse I think we have to look at is the top horse, War Chief. Won at Salisbury last season, has been given the winter off. Handicap debut off a mark of 80. Alan King, very, very useful trainer of the handful of flat horses he has. I think he could be very interesting, War Chief, off a mark of 80.
Okay. Yeah, he wouldn't have all that many 3-year-old colts in his ranks, would he?
No.
Alan King, yeah. So War Chief, the pick there in the 3:20. On to the 3:40 at Lingfield next. We're on the all-weather for this one. A 5-furlong handicap. And this is... an open handicap as well. Should we start with Dungannon?
Yeah, I mean, he's a grand old servant. Yeah. Josh O'Brien taking off seven. He's 10-year-old and he knows how to win. He's on a more realistic mark now of 87. Had a couple of wins on the all weather in the winter time. Didn't run that well on the turf last time out, but he has won round here before, and he's probably better carrying top weight in this type of race on the all weather than a more competitive race elsewhere. The horse maybe to look out for is Highly Sprung. Three runs so far this year. He was third last time, the other day when he was third, and he's not short of pace, Highly Sprung, and he could well be the one. But this is a tough one, this. I'd go each way, Highly Sprung.
Okay, each way choice then in the 3:40, and we finish off with a bit of jumps action in the 6:25 at Fontwell Park. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. We've got 8 of them to go to the post here, and I imagine we're going to see Brown Bear relatively short towards the top of the market.
Yeah, I think he will be relatively short. He's relatively unexposed, not had a lot of racing. Won a couple of times in the last season. Okay, it wasn't a great race last time when he won at Fontwell. But, you know, he's been pretty consistent overall, and he's going to be pretty short in the market. The horse I thought would run well is Golanova, who has won at course and distance. Gary Moore has got 3 runners in this. Local track always does well at Fontwell, does Gary. But I just thought Golanova was potentially the big danger to the favourite.
Okay, do you go a little bit of each way?
Yeah, I would. Yeah. You know, probably represents a bit more value.
Okay, so another each way play there then at Fontwell as usual. A little bit of a quick summary before you go then.
Yeah, 3 o'clock at Musselburgh, Attack to follow up his wide margin win at Beverley the other day. 3:20 at Chepstow, War Chief. Handicap debutant for Alan King. Fergus Sweeney takes the ride. He could be really interesting at Chepstow in the 3:20. 3:40 at Lingfield Park on the all-weather. That will be Highly Sprung for Mark Johnson and Francis Norton. And then Fontwell. I'm going to go each way, Golanova, 6:25.
Superb. Thank you very much, Dale. Good luck and enjoy on Friday.
Thank you.
There you go. The thoughts of Dale Gibson on Friday's racing. Then you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:10 p.m. Alex Dunn, Paddy Aspel, David Nolan and Ollie Pimlott, the team joining you throughout the day. It's Chepstow, Musselburgh and Lingfield in the afternoon. Cheltenham and Fontwell in the evening on the domestic front. And we've also got a couple of Irish meetings from Cork and Downpatrick. So plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.